Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And we are super, super excited to welcome author Ashley Bennett with us tonight. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much to both of you for having me. I'm really excited.
So I found the muscles and monsters as you were releasing them. Yes. I love a monster romance. Like, give them all to me. And when it got picked up by Berkeley, I was so excited because I'm just like, more people are going to get to read this. Mm. Because I think how I found it was I was looking for an easy, shorter audiobook, and they were in Hoopla. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just listen to these. And anyway, went on my monster journey. So we are super, super excited to have you.
I'm so honored that you've like been following since it was in, you know, the indie space. I love that.
Well, and your journey for Trad was a little different too, because they came down and then you made some changes a little bit. Nothing really like
huge
as a reader, like, and I've read them multiple times. Nothing glaring was huge changes. But, and then they came back up, what, this week or last week? This week.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yes. Today was the second week.
Today was second
But week. Yeah, I mean, it was like, I'm so glad that I was able to like revisit it though.
Yeah.
It's been very nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Leah, go ahead and Leah's going to do our interview because I then will sit here and be like, but let's talk about this monster and it had a tail and we'll spend a lot of time on things that everyone.
So Leah's going to keep us on track.
She does.
I will not, but we will pretend that I will. Because I do all the author spotlights. And so like I tell every author, like before we go on, tangents are welcome and it is okay if it happens because we have squirrel brains and that's okay.
We do.
So what initially drew you to romance as a writer?
So I know that some people start their romance journey like at a young age. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people. I grew up reading like a lot of fantasy, but not really like fantasy romance. But during COVID, I read the ACOTAR series.
Okay.
And I like was obsessed with it. After that, I got Kindle Unlimited and that just kind of like opened my world to romance. Yeah, and it just has become my life since then, I guess. I love reading about people falling in love. I think, though, like in my teenage years, like I would have really loved it too. So I kind of wish that I would have got into it sooner. I feel like everybody was reading Twilight at that time, and I should have kind of like hopped on that bandwagon. But
yeah, you didn't
really
miss anything.
No.
But I'm a little older. So Twilight, I was an adult parent. I was a parent at that point when Twilight came out. And I read them because I needed to know why everybody was reading them. But I had also read all the Sookie Sackhouse vampires. I had read the Anne Rice vampires. And the Twilights, they're fun. They sparkle. Yes.
Sparkle.
They sparkle.
So that's funny that you mentioned the Sookie Stackhouse series, because that was another one, like, very early into my romance journey. I read all of those, and then I watched True Blood after that, so.
And you got real mad at the show.
Oh my gosh, I got so mad at the show. Like, there's so much that the books cover that the show just, like, it just completely disregards.
Yeah.
But you know, to each their own. We're, you know,
it's like Bridgerton. I rage watched. It's because it's just one of those things where I was just so disappointed, but I was like, maybe it'll get better, and it doesn't.
We like things that are accurate to the source material.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we do. Yes. But I think we see that though right now with romance readers, with all these books and options being picked up right now.
Yes.
Heated Rivalry is the one is doing amazing.
So amazing.
But it's
like very well deserved too, because Rachel is just like such an awesome person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's one that it sticks closest to the source material outside of the lack of lube, which I'm never letting go. In the books, there is lube everywhere.
Yes.
On the show, there is no lube.
I've actually had this conversation, like, with one of my, like, gay male author friends, M.A. Wardell. I don't know if
Yeah,
you've
we
ever
know
read any
Matt.
of them.
Yeah. We know
Yeah,
Matt.
so Matt, we have this conversation often about like prepping and things like that, and like, son kind of like glazing over it in romance, but it's like implied. And I think that like my editor had some questions for my second book, and they were like, I'm not sure why this was mentioned. And
Like,
then
because it's
having to kind of,
necessary.
yes. So,
I have big feelings about
again,
lube.
I mean, very needed.
Anyway, sorry, Lee. See, I'm already off.
See,
No, it's fine.
this is great,
So,
though.
are you like for reading? Do you still read a lot of the fantasy, or have you delved into the others?
So actually, I'm really not a big fantasy reader these days. Like, I haven't
Okay.
read Fourth Wing. I'm trying
I
to think of
haven't
like what
either.
the isn't that Callie Hart
Oh,
series
Quicksilver. Oh,
fantasy?
Quicksilver.
Yeah, I haven't read that. But I read now.
I've
I
heard
read a
it's not
lot.
worth it.
It's overly long.
Yeah, I'm not like a really long book person
No,
either.
your books are the perfect length.
Yeah,
They
I
are
like
the.
a 265.
You have a page count? She's
I do.
287. Oh,
Yeah,
that's my
that's okay. I think
tentacles.
like
It didn't feel like a
300 is like a
287.
sweet spot. You know what I mean? Like 300 pages. Like, and I think that like what 85,000 is probably a little closer to the 400 range. But I think that that's a good sweet spot. And especially for me as a writer, perfect. Like, if we cannot go
No,
over
as a
85,000,
reader, we appreciate that. We
good. I
do.
like to be concise.
We do like a tight, short book, you know?
Yes.
I don't.
Well, so Becky and I, like, we both read a lot of category when, like, we were like, I mean, we still read a lot of category,
Still read
but
a lot of category.
category, it's like 250 pages, like perfect formula. So I think that's one reason we like a short book.
Yes, and I'm big on like focusing the plotting book, romancing the beat. So it's like following that pretty much to a T. Like, this is the percentage where this has to happen. So that's like very important to me that we're staying within these parameters. And I think that part of that is like my OCD brain is like, this is the formula and this is what it has to be.
So, were you
So,
always a writer, though?
we're like jumping all over the
We
place
are
here.
all over. Sorry.
Told
So
you, squirrel brain.
yes. So back to books for one second. What I like reading is I tend to read more dark romance. I love a mafia romance or a
Yes.
motorcycle club romance.
Same.
I mention this pretty much to everyone, but one of my favorite series is Kate C. Wells has this Rejected Mates series, so
Oh,
it is like
yes, I like
paranormal.
that one. That's
Yes,
very good.
I love Kate, and that's probably one of my favorite series of all time. But I'll also read, whatever she writes, and she kind of writes across the board. She has like a motorcycle series, but I don't really like read anything in the genre that I write in. So
You're
you're
not
not
the only
alone.
one. No, because we've talked to a lot of authors who feel that, especially if they're writing, they cannot read in the same subgenre because then, like, they have this irrational fear that they will put something in their book that they've just read. And
That's
so,
me.
yes, no, it's not just you. A lot of authors do that. So.
Think too, like I need some sort of escape from the coziness of my books too. So I think that that's a nice balance.
Well, and also, like, by reading something different, though, there is inspiration. Like, you can look at something that's happening in a Rejected Mates and say, okay, but how can I flip that and make it cozy? Therefore, you're taking something that's standard and known, but branding it for you and what you write.
Yes,
And
I
you
think
might
that
be
that's
bringing
another
something
thing.
different into the genre that wasn't there previous.
Yeah.
So you in this series, like your Leviathan Fitness, like you kind of chose not the typical monsters because like book two is a Kraken and there's a few Kraken books, but even the way that you had your character created, like it was a little bit different. What made you decide to go that journey? Because like book one, like Muscles and Monsters, he's a wolf fin, not a wolf. So like it has that little bit of a twist. Why go that direction?
So we're again jumping around because this kind of ties into other questions, but A big inspiration for me with Atlas's character was this character from the anime Beastars. So he is
Okay.
like a wolf man. And I was just totally in love and obsessed with him. And I knew that I wanted to write a wolfman character, but I didn't want to write a werewolf because, like, I like the concept of him being this wolfman all the time. He was kind of the first character that I decided on. And then Wolven, like, I know that a couple of other authors had been writing them at the same time. Nobody kind of like said that they owned it or whatever, but
Right.
so I knew that I wanted to write him very much a wolf man, and I wanted the cover to reflect like this is what he is, and this is what he is the entire time, because I didn't want anybody to start reading the book and be surprised that he's not a man at all.
Right.
And then for Cyrus, I mean that, that's my Kraken character. I didn't really, in the initial indie version of the books, he wasn't really mentioned at all. But
Okay.
so, yeah, so I kind of like backtracked with that. And I wanted him to not live in water all the time because I thought that that really limited my creative abilities, I guess. So I kind of did like he needs to have salt water to kind of balance out his body, but he can live outside of the water and just, be out in the world, breathe oxygen. Then there's other some unique parts of his anatomy that like I just kind of made up on my own and kind of went from there. But I like to, I think that it's fun to write, I guess, a classical monster, but then kind of have your own twist to them. So.
No, I think I think you did it quite well because I have read a couple other Wolfen like characters that I don't feel like they were as human as they should have come across. And like I felt like with Atlas's character, he had this really like distinctive human side to him, but he still had that beastly side on top of it. And I think it was a really nice balance that you were able to find with him.
Thank you. And especially too, working with Amazon and I guess, just people's opinions of monster romance, it's very important to differentiate, that these are sentient, consensual, that we stay on that side of things because I've gotten some mean comments.
Oh, I'm
And
sure.
yeah, and I know that Amazon can be pretty strict about that sort of thing. So I definitely didn't want any sorts of like bestiality
Right.
accusations or anything like that. And then I also think that characterization is a really good kind of like one of my strengths in writing. So him coming across human was just pretty natural for me to write him that way, I guess.
Your characters are phenomenal and they're memorable. And that's one of the things that even not just your monster characters, but your human characters too. Like, Tegan, she cottagecore dream girl. Like I knew her, and I just the way that you bring the characters to life on the page is incredibly well done. And that just hooks you in as a
Thank
reader.
you. I appreciate that.
Welcome. I mean it because I'm obviously a little obsessed with monsters.
So, when you're writing, do you have any habits or rituals that help you stay focused?
My Ritalin, my Concerta, obviously, that helps me stay focused. That's a
Same.
big one in this household. So like this podcast is pretty much my household and my brain at all times.
I live in a
So
very spicy house too, so get it,
yes,
girl.
yes.
Got it.
So that helps. Kind of being in my office, having my space clean and organized, that is part of my routine. I have to have my desk clean. I have to have my like little squishy Neato ball to kind of get that energy out when I'm thinking a lot. And the playlist for the book is very, very important to me. It's like a very curated thing. I
Okay.
have specific songs, that make me think of the character, or specific songs that I relate to specific scenes in the book. And then I kind of like listen to that on repeat while I'm writing. And I think that that's kind of like the most helpful and zen ritual for me. And having a snack. So it's
So do you
very
plan out
necessary.
your story or do you just let Let them flow.
So when I first published the book as, an indie novella, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I mean, I sort of did, but I was just kind of like, we're just gonna let this rip and see what happens. And then, as I kind of learned more and developed as an author, I definitely became more of a plotter. So I think that like when I went through the book the second time around, when I was doing the expansions for Berkeley, I would read certain parts and be like, what was the point of this scene? Like, what was I trying to convey here? Just because I didn't have that experience of, this is like, this needs to happen in order for this to happen. Or, what's the value of this scene? And what are we, learning about our characters? Or is this just like a gratuitous, spicy scene? So I'm
Which, I mean,
definitely.
I like a gratuitous
I was
spicy scene.
gonna say, I do try to make sure that they kind of fit with the pacing of the book, but I mean, some of them just pop in your head and you have to write it. So,
Mean,
I mean,
sometimes we
nobody is
just need to have the
complaining.
sex. Like, just do it. It
Yes.
doesn't have to mean something every time.
Exactly. And I think, too, like, when you're in that very new space of a relationship, I mean, who isn't like totally like on each other all the time? I mean, I've, been with my husband for like 12 years now, so it's been a
It's a
long
very
time.
different
So,
world, yeah.
no, but
yes.
if you think
No,
about
we
it,
understand.
that early relationship, it's that
Yes.
fast burn chemistry, that connection, and you just can't get enough.
It's
And I mean, it's not the
overflowing.
honeymoon phase for nothing. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I appreciate that. You're 12 years, I've been married 20. It'll be 27 this
Oh
year.
my God, I love that for
Damn,
you,
we are
though.
we're coming on 19. That's
That's
So
amazing.
I think 19. I don't know. That's
I don't know.
mathing.
It's a long
Yeah,
time. The
that's not
same
our
person.
strength, I feel like. Usually the people
No.
who are like word oriented are not math
No.
oriented people.
So mathing, like, so my son is, he's a swimmer and a diver, and like one of the jobs as a parent, you can do, like, you can score the diving, but you have to do a lot of math. And I'm like, I'll take the pictures. I'm not mathing.
No.
Nobody wants
I,
that.
when, like, so there's a cornhole scene in the second book, and I wrote that scene thinking about playing cornhole with my husband's cousin because he's the type that likes to play like you get points taken away. And I'm
Oh,
like,
that's
can't we
too
just play the
complicated.
addition method? Because I can't be doing this math while I'm just trying to enjoy myself. This isn't like a true competition.
Right.
So,
He
yeah.
probably was like worked up with the whole touching the curling stone.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
like someone asked me, they're like, how do you score curling? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
You hit the
I'd like to
rocks.
watch it. I don't have a clue how it's like how you play.
Do I need to
No,
know? I
me
just know you
neither.
sweep the ice and try to get in the middle, but I don't know.
Yeah, same.
The math is not important.
Yeah, no, we don't need that in what we do. It's fine.
Who needs math anyway?
Who needs it?
One of the things in this book that you do really well is, so I'm the first to say I don't love a cinnamon roll hero, but
You do
Atlas
not.
is a cinnamon roll, but also a dominant hero. Was it hard for you to balance, like, because all of your characters are kind of like have this soft, squishy side, but they also like they mean business when
Yep.
they mean business.
But with Atlas, though, too, we had that side of him. Like, he has the dominant wolf side, he has the Seminole side, but we also have that side of him where he is like terrified of another female. So it's like he has this like block almost on certain things because he's very insecure.
He is very insecure, and
So he's like
that's,
a mishmash of
yes. So I think
delightfulness.
that I wanted to kind of show that, on the outside, someone can definitely look like they would have all the self-confidence in the world, and that, he might be lovable and gooey in certain situations, but then dominant and, a little more, I don't want to say aggressive, but more, I don't know, a little more feral, I guess, maybe, in that part of himself. But, with my characters, I always want to write someone I guess is, believable or realistic. And I think that so many people have those different attributes of their personality, but maybe in a romance book, we kind of condense them down to being just a few things. When I think that, humans are very com I mean humans beings are very complex, and you can have all these different parts of people, and you can kind of ref you know present yourself differently in different situations or in different relationships. So with Atlas and Tegan, you know, he can be more confident with Tegan because she kind of, you know, empowers him in that way. With his ex Jade, who is constantly putting him down, you know, he can be a little more insecure. He can have, you know, the bodybuilding history, but still feel insecure about his own appearance. And then, you know, the Wolven part of it with him being, you know, more dominant, that worked out well too. So it's just, you know, this complex being, just like how all of us are.
Yeah. Do you
I
feel
think.
like you have some creative leeway with kind of creating that swoony man, but they're monster form, so you have a little bit more leeway with the things they can do and how you present them to the world?
Yes, that's what I love about Monster Romance is you can write a very relatable character in the, you know, personality and characterization sense, but then the physical description and then adding, you know, kind of those monstrous sides. You know, some of my favorite things to describe are, you know, Atlas, like when his claws are out and he's kind of, you know, digging into Tegan's skin a little bit, and then what that sensation feels like for her, or his teeth on her skin, or his fur on her skin. You know, so I like that you get to kind of play around with that a little bit.
One of my favorite parts of this whole book, though, is anytime he's around her, like his tail is thumping, and it's like he's wagging his tail in joy every time she's around. And I think that's my favorite part.
That's a lot of people's favorite parts, and that was, I think, very unexpected for me when I was at like the when I was first writing this, and that's, you know, kind of been like some of the biggest praise for his character that I've gotten is that people love the tail thumping. And I just love that, you know, it kind of gives away from the very beginning how he feels about Tegan. So, you know,
Well, because he
it's
even talks about how it never happened that way with his ex, and it's like,
yes.
this is a sign, dude. Like the thump makes a difference.
It does.
Oh, excuse
He,
me.
so in this book, one of the things I think that is so fun is the texting and the banter back and forth between them. Is banter your favorite thing to write?
So I feel like I'm not, I don't know that I would necessarily say that I personally think that I'm good at writing banter, but I've heard
Oh.
that from some people that I
I
am
would
good at
say that
writing.
you are exceptional
You
at writing
write some
banter.
very good
Okay.
banter.
So I have a friend who I feel like she always appreciates my humor. And then, you know, I say to her, I was like, oh, I don't know if everybody else always appreciates my sense of humor. So I guess this is good validation for me. But I love writing those texting and banter scenes. I think that a lot of that is my own relationship with my husband or with my friends and how we kind of interact with each other. But I do love writing the texting. It's some of my favorite parts of the books.
Well, and even the interaction that he has, like with his friends, like him, like he's the wolf daddy, and all, like those, like just little, like not throwaway comments, but like just silly things that come out of their mouths, and it's like, and but then it becomes like a running joke, like throughout the book, which I love when that happens,
I
and
think
then when
that,
Tegan calls him that, he's like, stop.
I mean, I think that we all have something that we like tease our partner about that we've learned about them through someone else. So that just, you know, that seems very natural
It
for me
does,
to write something like that. And I do, I guess, like, I think that my husband and our relationship and my own friendships, that definitely, you know, I put that into my own writing just because I think it's funny and, you know, it's relatable. Like, we all have that.
It is. Oh, it's funny. Or that one time, like my children are now adults. And so, you know, the one time they mispronounced when my son was younger, he called it pizza. And so to this day, he's 22. He is 22. And I'm still like, we're having pizza for dinner. And he's like, really, Mom? Really?
That's my daughter in Gargoyle. She would say gargoyle. So in my house, it's
That's a
gargoyle.
hard word anyway.
It is, but yeah, you definitely have those moments that you know, the moment that the joke happens, you're like, okay, well, the rest of your
That one is never
existence.
dying.
Yep.
That one it lives forever.
Yes.
forever and
So
ever.
when you're writing, is it difficult to balance the romantic element of the story with the other sides of the story?
I think that for these books that are more slice of life, it's very easy for me to balance the romance with, kind of the other background things, like, Tegan and her strained relationship with her brother. You know, very easy to kind of balance that. Atlas and his relationship with his ex and kind of getting over that easy. But I've learned about myself that when you're writing something that has a deeper plot, it's very difficult to balance, everything in play at once. So I'm still trying to learn that a little bit with my current projects, but it's going to be okay. I got it. I can do this. I'm just trying to will that into existence that that's going to happen and it's going to be okay. But I think that for slice of life and cozy, it is very easy to just kind of strike that balance between, these are everyday situations that we've all dealt with. We've all known someone who's estranged from their siblings or, has lost a parent. So for these, it was pretty easy, I think.
Well, and I think in that situation, it's like they lost their dad, and like her brother has become this kind of overbearing, but it's like he's trying to step in as like the dad. And so it's like that's creating tension, and he's just not going around about it in quite the right way.
Yeah, Reese needs like serious therapy. Like he's my little damaged, broken baby. Like writing him, I think was like some of my favorite. And I do write parts of myself into every one of my characters, but it's like, writing someone who has such deep childhood trauma, I think that, I hope that most of us can't relate to that, but I think that, there's some parts of his
Absolutely.
story that are really going to resonate with people, when you haven't really felt like you've ever been enough for one or both of your parents. Yeah, I think.
One of the things that's exceptional in this series, this Leviathan series that you do, is you create found family in a gym. I am not a gym person. I mean, couldn't tell, right? Not a gym person. Gyms intimidate me. But the found family vibe, the acceptance vibe in a gym was just felt so fresh and so new. Why a setting of a gym? It's what worked for the story. Are you a gym person?
So I have some history, with weightlifting, like going to the gym with my husband and then kind of like doing some powerlifting, in the past at our house. Like we had all the equipment, but then we moved and we ended up selling all of it, and that's like a whole separate thing. But the
Moving's the
idea,
worst.
yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to move again. We have like a 3% interest rate on our mortgage, so I think that
My
like
God, that's amazing.
we're pretty locked in here.
Don't move.
But
Yeah, I
I
said that,
had,
but
yeah.
sorry, I didn't mean to
It's
distract.
okay. No,
She just
again,
kind
I
of
think
dreamed off.
that
Leah
this is also
moved.
something very
I moved in
relatable.
September after saying that I would never move again. So
But she
I
didn't just move,
understand.
she swapped houses with her
I swapped
in-laws.
houses with
So they
my
moved
in-laws. So
two
we moved
houses.
them out of my house and like out of the house I'm in now and into the house I was living in.
Oh, that's nice, though. Like you're
It was,
already
it is,
familiar with the house and.
yes, it was, it's very nice. It worked out, but I do not recommend house swaps. It is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart.
Well, I'm sure, like with your in-laws too, I'm sure that they're like, oh, we're just gonna leave this for you. And then you're like,
Well, in the
oh,
house size
thanks.
is very different. So they have a much smaller house now than they used to. And so there's a lot packed into that house and a lot of things that did not fit. So they're still here. But
Moving is
yeah, so
literally the worst. It
it's
really is.
horrible. But
It truly
it
is.
has been the best thing for everybody. So,
That's
but yeah,
good.
I apologize for the
You
tangent on
just
that
kind of
direction.
drift. You
This
dr
is fine. We can just go all night like this. It's totally
I
fine.
mean, we
I'm having a
have.
great time, by the way.
Well, thank
Well,
you.
that makes us feel better because honestly, squirrel brain is real bad tonight.
Oh,
It's
we're fine.
so
We're having a
funny.
good
Well,
time. I don't have anywhere to be.
you're on the East Coast, though, right? But
Yes.
southern part of the East Coast.
I'm in Maryland, so I think
Maryland,
I'm
so
like mid.
Mid-Atlantic.
We're
That's
like
not
on
too
the line. I
far.
mean,
But
it is the old line state,
yeah.
so I would say that we're
Did you
probably
get
on the
any of the
line.
snow or the
Yeah, are
blizzard that
you?
happened?
So we didn't really get that much snow here. Just, to kind of give you an idea, we were making a snowman, and when we were rolling up the snow, it was revealing the grass. So it was really not that much snow. And then by the end of the day, it was totally gone. So, I
That
mean,
was
we
us
did.
today.
Oh, where are
So
you?
I'm outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. So
And
you're
my
not like
kids,
far.
no, and my kids had a delay today. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, is it that bad? And my husband's like, the roads were pretty bad at like 5:30 this morning. But then when I left my office this afternoon at 3, there was no snow to be found.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell it happened.
No, but we did have that 2 feet in January that finally disappeared, and then the snow will not stop. It will not stop. We just keep getting more.
I'm over it.
But then it melts and then it comes back. So,
The climate
and
change,
there's
I
our weather
can't.
report for the night.
Yes,
And
we've
this
talked
is us.
mortgages, mortgage
No,
rates, weather.
for whatever reason, the year of 2026 is the year of our weather reports. We have been talking about weather.
It's because
It's so
the weather has
funky.
sucked.
Yeah.
I also think that there's so many other things going on that something news related that's kind of as comfortable as weather,
It's the
like as a
weather.
good other conversation point to focus on other than the dumpster fire.
Right.
So,
Even as
yeah.
pr unpredictable as the weather is currently, it
Yes.
has more comfort than,
The
everything
positive
else.
news. I'd take a blizzard over everything else. So.
I know.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a blizzard here. I'm Northwest Ohio. We get some
You
weird.
did not get as much.
I didn't get as much as you. I only had like 10 inches.
We had 2 feet plus. It was horrible.
What were
So,
we talking
I don't
about?
know. We're going to talk
I
about
don't
talk
even
about your writing.
know.
So,
I'm
okay.
so sorry.
So
It's my fault.
this was
Oh, we were talking about how I got the
yeah,
idea
for the
for the gym
gym.
setting. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
Okay.
the found
So
family of the gym.
this is my favorite story. I was working as a veterinary radiation oncology anesthesia technician. So I would, anesthetize patients while we did their radiation therapy for cancer patients, animal cancer patients. And I had a boss who I had worked with her previously, and her and I were sitting there having lunch one day, and she was telling me how she would go to the gym. She was like very into swimming, so it's funny that you said that, your son does swimming. She was very into swimming and, fitness, and she was talking about she would go to the gym and make up scenarios for different people at the gym.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so it could be like two people who aren't a couple that she would think like, oh, like those two people would be good together. And then I thought that that would be a really good setting for a story, especially like, if I'm gonna write this wolf man, it seemed like that would be the perfect setting. And then it ended up my book did really well, so then I quit that job, so she kind of like
Now she's mad
started
at
that
you.
whole thing in motion. So it's one of my favorite stories to tell, but that's where
No,
the inspiration
I
comes
think that's
from.
great. Like, who doesn't love a good people watch and like creating
Yeah.
stories? It's like the lip sync thing, like Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they just,
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
but
I
I
just
like
showed my
to.
age there.
I mean, I've also seen Mystery Science Theater, so.
I was gonna say that's a comfort watch in this house for some,
It's
but again,
so
we're the spicy
good.
people, so.
I think it's good too, like for like a falling asleep, like bedtime show
Sure. Kind of a
too.
soothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more of a Dateline person. There is comfort for me in true crime. Don't know why. I
Mean, that's
really,
true for a lot of people,
I love a
so.
good.
My husband watches The Office every night, but
The
like, well,
Office,
no,
Parks and
I take
Rec.
that back. He does not watch The Office. He puts The Office on TV and then promptly falls asleep. And it's not as bad now, but we used to watch the same episode like 4 days in a row because he would rewind to where he fell asleep and then rewatch.
But you
It's
guys
like,
have
it's a
watched
good
it, I'm
thing I
sure,
enjoy
so
this
many
show.
times. Like,
My God, we've watched it so
so it's
much.
like, do you need to rewatch the episode? Like, if you
No,
know
he
what
stopped doing
happens
that,
next?
thankfully. Well, we're watching all the extended cuts now because
Oh,
we have
yeah.
Peacock, and so it's all the extra stuff. So, I mean, every
Yeah.
once in a while we'll come across something where we haven't seen it, and it's like so
I've
exciting.
never watched The Office.
Wow.
Well, you need to.
I'm
Have you
sorry.
ever watched Parks and Rec?
A couple of episodes here and there, but no,
Oh my
not
gosh,
really.
that's another one that
I'm
you need
not
to
a
watch.
huge.
That show is so funny.
Okay, but I'm not a
So funny.
huge TV watcher. If I do watch TV, I rewatch,
You're
like,
not a big comedy
I'm not a
watcher.
big
Like
commie.
you like your reality
Oh,
trash.
well, I got stuck
Yeah,
on
see,
Below
that's like one thing
Deck.
that I won't watch is like reality TV.
Well,
Zero
I started
interest. You
watching
were on like
Traitors.
Vanderpump Rules.
Because I watched Traitors. Have you watched Traitors at all, Ashley? Okay. So I
I've never
watched
watched it
Traitors,
either.
and the one season Tom Sandoval was on it, and I made the mistake of saying to our romance listening community that I liked Tom and I thought like he was a really good character and I really liked him in the show and I hope he did well and he won. That was the wrong thing to say
Oh
because
no.
he
Because
is a
then she had to
villain.
watch why.
And people are like, haven't you seen Vanderpump Rules? He's terrible. And I'm like, he cannot be that bad. Like, he's a decent guy on the Traitors show, and it's murder, and Alan Cummings has these amazing outfits. I'm sure he's fine. So then I made my poor husband, who is not a reality TV show guy, we watched all the seasons of Vanderpump Rules.
Did your husband get into it though, once you started
Yes,
watching it?
same thing
I
happened
love
with
it. I
Below
love it when
Deck.
that
Same thing with
happens.
Below Deck. He's like, what are we watching? And I'm like, these people are on a yacht and they
I
do
have seen
charters.
some episodes of Below Deck, like, in waiting, like,
A monster
appointments, like in the waiting
romance on a
area.
Below Deck kind of thing.
Oh,
I'd be
yeah. I
in
might
for
have
that.
to run with that. That's a good idea.
A yacht, yachting with a sea monster.
Could be like Millionaire Monsters. I'm going to pitch that to
Yes.
Berkeley.
You
There
should.
you go.
You should. I'm here for it. I'm just saying.
I'll say
'Cause
we talked about it. We have to do
I'm
it.
just thinking of like so many different scenarios in which this
Right?
would work, and I'm like, I would
The
definitely
Real
read that.
Housewives of, like Monstertopia, like imagine Monstropolis, which is where Mike and Sully live, but like a Real Housewives versions of that.
Yeah,
But where's the romance book?
And the housewives, they could fall in love. I don't
That's true.
know.
That would be a fun.
She has a deceased husband and she falls in love with
They
the
fall
like
the
pool
neighbor,
boy.
or maybe one of the monsters is a single dad and he falls in love and
With
makes
his
her a
nanny.
housewife. Jeez. And sometimes they only have one eye. It's fine. And tentacles on her
Sometimes they
head.
flip some tables.
And sometimes they flip some tables.
Stacy would read it. I would read it too.
I would read all of that. I Millionaire Monsters. I feel like we need this. So you can
Or
tell
it's like the
Berkeley.
Joe Millionaire where like he's pretends he's not rich or pretends he's rich but he's really not.
Yeah. Oh, the reality show, the guy that.
Like the dating show, yeah.
No, we're not doing that. We just see monsters on a yacht. Ashley's gonna be like, don't ever book me with these people
No, I'm already
again.
like, oh my gosh, I would love to come back again.
We're not everyone's cup
Weird.
of tea. That's what we always tell people. We're like, hey, you should watch some episodes and make sure we fit, because
Because we're a lot
we're a
and we are
lot.
not for everybody.
No, I'm having a great time. This is
Good.
honestly like very much my speed, so this is great.
Well, you're friends with Matt, so that tracks, because we had him for a book club. And he was a hoot. He's like, can I tell you some gossip? And I'm like, yeah, sure, but there's like 20 of us here. And he's like, it's okay. It'll just stay between us girls. And we're like, okay.
He is the best.
He's
Like,
so
oh, I
funny.
love him. I see him in a few months and I'm so excited. And
Yeah, he's.
he always talks about how cute my husband is.
So funny.
My husband will be with me. I'm very excited. My husband is also excited to see him.
So
So.
fun. I
That's
love that.
nice.
Well, because so there's this little community. You have written with Cleo, and then Cleo has written with Matt and Max
I'm
Walker.
supposed to be in that series, actually.
Oh, that's right, because we're waiting for your book in the
Yes,
Rainbow
I have
Ranch.
a sapphic romance that I just like. I'm a very slow writer, and then like I committed to stuff, and then I got a publishing contract, and then it's
Sure.
like I have all these half done things that.
Well, it's like our favorite people. Like, we have been in
We
love with
love
Max
Max.
since forever. We read all of his stuff. Yeah, we're just kind of nerdy like that.
Max is
And
such a sweetheart.
he is. He really is.
So
I saw him at a Polycon and just was like, Max! He was like, I don't know who you are. And then I had to explain, like, this is me.
just screamed
So,
it across and he hadn't put everything
yes.
together.
Yes, and it was Max and Riley Hart. And I was like, hey,
Oh, there's
I wonder
another
who
great
is that?
author. Like,
Yes.
it's like all our favorite people right there.
That's really funny and totally something we would do.
It is.
Just me embarrassing myself in front of a lobby of people at a Polycon. I was like incognito too, so nobody knew who I was.
Oh, were you not there signing? You were there as a.
Yeah, I was just there visiting. Like,
You're
I was
just
like a
there to be
guest.
there.
Yes.
That's so fun.
Sometimes that's the best.
Yeah, I had a volunteer pass and was just like, didn't have my name on it. Just
Oh, trolling through.
that's kind of
Yes.
fun though, right? Like to
It
get
is fun.
to be, a little incognito like that and stuff.
I don't show my face a lot. Like, I mean, I posted today on Instagram and I showed my face, but I don't know. I'm just not like a big, I don't know. I
I
have
don't.
little self-confidence issues. I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't. You're adorable and lovely, so you shouldn't worry about it. I used to feel the same way, especially because of my age and, what I'm doing. And I always think influencers are like young, skinny 20-year-olds, and I'm
No.
not 20, not skinny.
We're not 20.
And I, not 20, not even close. We were talking about it today. And I said, this is the 13th birthday of my, this year is my 13th birthday of my 37th year.
I'm still counting.
You still counting? I don't want to count
Yeah,
anymore.
I'm 42.
I
I
need to
can be
stay younger than,
42.
my only thing is I have to stay younger than Mike, my husband. He is exactly 18 months older than I am. And I must stay younger than him. It's the only thing I've got going.
See, I am older than my husband in general, so he likes to have a good laugh because for 2 whole weeks he is 2 years younger than me.
You're such a cougar.
I am such a cougar.
So,
Please
Ashley,
don't ever say that again.
I'm gonna say it now all the time.
It's the worst. This is
Ashley,
a
never
friend joke
again.
that's going to continue.
Forever.
I will cut him.
the great things in this book is, so I don't even know what to call it. Is it cozy kink? Would you call this cozy kink?
I
It's
guess.
like
I mean,
approachable kink, because I recommended this book,
kink light.
Kink Light. Well, a friend of mine opened a romance bookstore here in town, and she was like, "Okay, so you read all the monsters. What should I be getting?" And I was like, "Well, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one." And she's like, "Okay," and I'm like, "I love minotaurs and all this," and she's
You
like,
like some weird
"I
stuff.
do like some weird stuff. It's fine." But I she's so she picked the this she picked this up because I'm working this weekend and she's like, I know you're gonna sell it because you've been talking nonstop about it for 2 weeks. And I'm like, I know. So I'll sell that this weekend. But I said, but it's so she made some blind dates with a book with a couple copies, and I was like, well, just put cozy kink on it. And she's like, is that a thing? And I'm like, I just said it was, so it is.
It is now.
Yes.
I'm going to use that. I'll credit you, though, for sure.
Oh, anytime. I mean, you can have it. It's fine. Susie in the comments is asking, where should I s someone start reading her books? Just start
Just
with
right here,
Muscles and
Susie,
Monsters.
with this one.
Just start right here.
You won't be disappointed.
You will not be sad. I mean, honestly, though, because I told you, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. This is you and Cleo wrote this. I read it. It came out, what, 2 Christmases ago, I think? And I read it and I was like, you guys.
I think that like Cleo and I writing together is the perfect like chef's kiss balance. And Cleo and I talked about this too, like at my event for my book release, is that Cleo's strengths are spicy scenes. And I'm not bad at spicy scenes, but I think that, that's something that Cleo does very well. But I do cute very well. So
You
like
do.
there's a moment when Klaus and Flurry, like their fingers touch when they're in line at a coffee shop. And Cleo was like screaming when they read the scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just think that we balance each other so well.
It's such a fun read. I went down. I don't usually typically like love Christmas, but it wasn't really Christmassy. It was, but it
No,
wasn't.
we were reading a bunch of Christmas
Were
books.
we?
Like when you read that, though, like there was purpose to the Christmas read.
But like Pucking Monsters, it's one of my favorite Christmas
and
books.
it's like sports romance, but
It
it's not really
is.
sports
Well, and she
romance.
hides in the locker to escape. And look, I didn't even know, because so I got this. It was on the TikTok shop and I had to buy it because look, the edges. I'm a fool
It's
for an
really
edge.
pretty.
Oh my God, did you crack it too? Like open it and like the
Oh my God,
sound
don't crack
of
it. I
it
didn't know there was
cracking?
character art in it.
Oh, the barista.
Barista. I didn't even know that. Listen, it came,
No,
it's.
I can't say anything because I was moving some books around and I totally found like I had stuff like fall out of a book when I was like switching stuff around and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that too.
Well,
Like.
I don't open my books. Like a cracked spine stresses me out. So like they just sit.
We just.
Actually, a lot of them are in my closet right now because I don't have a home for them.
Let the books
It's very
breathe,
sad.
Leah. Okay, so the Leviathan Fitness, it is four books, three books?
So it's three books currently.
Okay.
I am contracted for four books, but
Okay.
we'll see if that's going to be the third in my vampire series or it might be a fourth monster book. I am still allowed, not allowed, but part of my contract is that I can self-publish Griffins and Gaines, which is Fallon's story.
I
So
was
I'm
going to
going
ask
to
if
in
we're getting Fallon.
Yes, I'm going to independently publish that, and it will also be an audiobook. So that's probably going to be my next like current project, I guess, because I'd like to be able to release that after the third book comes
Yeah.
out. So.
Now, and it's such a different space now to be a traditionally published author because you are publishing on their schedule and not and with a traditional publisher and not your own. But the experience is different. And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think it's definitely what you want. But it has to be exciting to get to walk into Barnes and Noble and see, you know.
So it is exciting, not to be that person, but I'm like, oh, my
Nope.
books were in Barnes and Noble already.
Right. I mean,
Just
they were. That's
just
how
'cause
they
like
got there.
there are some booksellers that, are also very passionate about indie books. But I definitely think, having that whole team of people behind me at Berkeley, that I don't just have to do every single thing and make every single decision and all the success or lack of success is all on my shoulders. So that's been really nice to have that. And I've had so many opportunities to get the book out there to a broader audience of people. Because I think that too, for a really long time, monster romance, like, I don't know, was just seen as like this weird subgenre that,
It definitely has made a boom in the past couple of years.
Yes,
I'll
and
never.
I think that,
We w
sorry, I don't want to cut you
well, we
off.
were interviewing Eloisa James, and she just started going on and on about Morning Glory Milking Farm. And I'm like, you're Eloisa James, who is also Mary Blythe, whose father is like this well-known poet, but she's also the head of the English department at Fordham. And you're sitting here like gushing about milking minotaurs.
Yes, that Morning Glory Milking Farm was actually the first monster romance that I ever read.
Yeah, I think it
And
was
then
for a
kind
lot
of
of
like,
people.
yeah,
I think it
CM
was
kind of
my
like,
first one.
she, CM kind of like inspired, me to start writing monster romance. And around that time, I think like Cleo had also started publishing some monster romance. So we kind of got into that wave very early on. And yeah, it just was, I think, at the perfect time to start putting out monster romance. And then I'm hoping that, now that my book is out there in the trad space, that we're going to see more monster romances picked up. I maybe have some secret, insight into that with some of my friends. But I think that, we can look forward to having more monster romance in the trad space.
And it was so interesting because we interviewed Catherine Moon and we were to talk about
Oh, I love
Omegaverse.
Catherine.
She is
Isn't she a
amazing.
she
She's the
literally lives 30
best.
minutes from me and I'm always like, I'm gonna just
Oh,
come
so
hang out.
Moon Mansion is near you.
Yes, I can get us there in less than
I got an
25 minutes.
invite to come there, but I'm also like very intimidated to be like spending time at Catherine Moon's home.
She was like, because at that time they were just starting to pick up like the cozy Omegaverse, and she's like, and I think it's great, and but I don't know that like my Omegaverses are gonna go, and I'm like, maybe, and that was like August, September, and then November, Bloom came knocking, and
she's like, it's so weird though. Like, you have to be so quiet about everything because it's like you can't like give it away. So you have to act like you don't know anything.
Yeah. She was like,
which is really hard.
We got a, I got a message from her that said, she goes, I kind of knew, but I didn't know. And I'm like, no, friend, it's okay. Respect. We totally understand that.
Yeah. She blew our minds because like we were, did an Omegaverse like episode because it's not something we read a lot. And she's like, Omegaverse is a trope. And it was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Because we tried to make it its own subgenre, like rules, like a romantic suspense has to have a suspense element. Like we tried to make it a subgenre with rules. And she's like, no, that's not how it works. And we're like, oh, okay. Now we get it. We're always here to learn.
I know. It was like one of those mic drop moments where she could have just walked away after that.
She could have just been like, you've been learned. Out.
See ya. Peace out.
So Muscles Mustard. Oh my gosh. Muscles and Monsters. The
alliteration is hard. Right?
It's out now wherever books are sold. Book two, which is Tentacles.
And Triathlons.
And Triathlons. When are we seeing that one? Is that later this
June
summer?
9th.
Okay.
It releases.
And are you just like over the moon? I like that the covers are almost exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. I love that we were able to kind of like freshen them up a little bit. They're a little bit brighter now. I love that we could still use Conky's art, you know, as, you know, my friend who truly brought my characters to life, like picked them from my brain. You know, that's just been huge to me that we are still able to keep that. Because I think that too, like that helped the success of the series to begin with. Not to be that person, but
the cover, honestly, we will buy a book for a cover, not reading anything about it.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
And this is a cute cover. Like, this is a cover that people are going to be like, curious. What is this?
I've seen a lot of bookstores, too, have it facing out. So I'm, like, very honored by that. And I think it's going to be very helpful for sales. But... you know, I'm excited for Tentacles to release, and I'm hopeful that it, you know, will still be as loved and well received. I think that those two are two everyone's favorite characters, I guess, even though I think that the characters from book three are my personal favorite characters. But
well, probably because they sat in your mind a little bit longer because you wrote book one, wrote book two, and then got to book three. So you sat with them a little longer.
I think that too, like, I really enjoyed writing a later in life romance. I don't think that there's enough of that in romance. So, you know, those characters are just very near and dear to me as someone who's not like in their 20s anymore.
Now I feel
I love a later in life romance. And as long as it's done well, that's like the key.
I think I did well. My sensitivity reader, you know, I had someone who was like, you know, postmenopausal read it, and she gave me good feedback, so that was really important to me.
That's exciting.
So it's out everywhere. We get Tentacles and Triathlons in June, and you're working on some other projects that you can't talk about just yet, but you got some stuff.
I can talk about them because, like, that's my whole publishing journey has been really weird with going into traditional publishing is that I initially got picked up for a vampire romance. That's like kind of what started all of this is that I was promoting a vampire romance that I had written after my dad had passed away. And the book kind of like flew out of me because of my grief. I was approached by an editor at like a big five publisher and they were very interested. And then it kind of like went from there. And then when I started talking with Berkeley, they were like, oh, yeah, we would be interested in your monster romances, too. So I initially started with the vampire romance, and then the monster books, you know, got picked up, and we released those first. And then next year, the vampire romance will release.
It's so exciting.
I do like a vampire.
Oh my gosh, he's so hot too. Like if you follow me on social media and you scroll way back, because it's probably been like 2 years now, but
Okay, I will be doing that.
yeah.
Leah's a
I
really
was
good
making, because I do,
stalker.
I love a vampire. There's just something about them. And I think part of it is because everybody who writes them creates their own lore with the vampire. And thankfully, nobody that I read any, like, I mean, I read Twilight, you're not missing anything, but like, there's no sparkly vampires anymore. But it's like, there's so many different, like, facets to it. And that is one of the things that I love about romance, is you can have the same style of character, but it is written 15 different ways.
Yes, I love that too about vampire romance. And like, I've done some of that on my own with my book. And there are definitely some Twilight like funny references to it, which I hope like nobody
I'm
takes
sure.
offense to, but.
But I think even the people that came out of the Twilight fandom, and you know, that's something that we've talked about here on the podcast quite often. So many authors that we read, that we love, series that we love, these came out of Twilight fanfics.
Fanfic.
So I wrote my vampire series after watching the movies. My friends, like after my dad passed away, I was like depressed, and they were like, "You've never watched these." So we did, you know, virtual watch parties where we watched these. And after we were done, I was like, "I'm gonna write a vampire romance."
See,
So
it
I didn't write
inspires so many.
fanfic, but it was also an inspiration.
Isn't that funny that something? So I think that there is, because like we talk often to Jiffy Kate, they write together and they became friends because they both wrote
Twilight
Twilight
fanfic.
fanfic and were internet friends before like there was Facebook. They were internet friends and came together, and they often laugh at themselves because they'll make funny little Twilight references in their books and stuff. And so I think even the hardcore fans will appreciate the jokes
I
and the
think so
humor.
too.
So Ashley, thank you so much for hanging out and joining us this evening.
Yeah, thank you both for having me. This was so much fun.
Well,
Anytime,
we
you are
appreciate
welcome to
that.
come back
And all of our
I would love
chaos.
that. It may be more organized next time. We
Don't
try.
lie. Don't
I
lie.
do.
I don't know. I thought it was a great time, and I think that it's nice when the conversation just flows naturally. So,
Well, because we're talking about something we all love, right? Like, we're talking about the very basic of it is a romance, which, you know, you mentioned you were later to romance. I was one of the people that picked it up at age 11, 12, reading off my
Same.
mother's nightstand. Should not have been reading the books that I was reading. But I did, and I love them. And it has been a comfort and a constant in my life through some really tough times. So, at the very core, even if you come on here and you're like, these people are crazy, we love romance and we just happen to really like monsters.
Well, and we also are crazy, and we accept that.
Yeah, special interest. Anyway, thank you everyone for hanging out and listening to us go on and on about monster romance. We'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. I don't know what we're talking about, but we'll be talking about something romance book related, right?
I think we have a topic.
I know we have a topic, I just haven't written a
I don't
script
know what
for
it
it.
is.
It's fine. It's
We'll
fine.
figure it out on
Yeah,
Sunday.
it'll
We'll
be
figure it out on
fine. Just
Sunday.
wing it. It's fine.
We do
Oh, we
sometimes
do
too
that
much.
so much.
Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.